This meeting is called to order. This meeting is being held in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Law, in that the requirements of the law have been met with the posting of the meeting notice on the municipal bulletin board, filed with the borough clerk, and forwarded to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. At this time, I'd like you all to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible. Okay, roll call.
Mayor Morris.
Present.
Council President Gomez.
Here.
Councilman Petty.
Here.
Councilman Prandtelli is absent. Councilman Longo.
Here.
Councilwoman Berchevic.
Here.
Councilman Lopez.
Here.
Okay, the approval of the May 23rd, 2023 regular meeting minutes. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchevic.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez.
Yes.
Okay. At this time, I'd like comments and invitation for discussion from any of the members of the public who would like to come up at this time. Please come up to the microphone, state your name, address.
Pasquale Sedambrino, 131 West Maple. I was asked to come down tonight. Basically, I saw the email come back to me and said, please come down to the meeting. We'll explain what's going on in West Maple. So I'm here. Thank you. And I would like to bring up one other thing. Right? I just sent out another email to all the council members. I'm just curious. Is the town ever looked into getting solar panels put up on your roofs?
Yes. We actually have a whole green plan for the whole community. Every building that gets built, every public building has solar, and we updated all the windows, the high efficiency windows, a couple of years ago, along with the lights under a grant. Yes.
Yeah, try to get there. There's grants going around, and I figured you might as well take advantage because it could save you money in the long run.
Yeah, and you'll actually see in the next week or two, we're getting our first full electric police vehicle or parking attendant. So we are trying to go as green as possible, and I would thank that guy. Right there, the borough administrator. He's
a lot of generating the time in case he runs out.
Yeah. We got him a little plate for that too.
Okay, so if you could tell me what's going on at West Lake.
We're going to be putting, so there was initially proposed three stop signs, and helping out with the street corners.
Windsor
and Maple, the one at Carlton, and then the next one up.
West Washington.
But Mr. Tadaro here mentioned that.
You're going to put in the grass after you put that thing up on the street?
Uh-huh.
The speed limit? And I was watching back in 42.
So, for the courtesy of the rest of the council, we should have a conversation. It's just finished up. So, we're going to eliminate, or I'm going to propose that we eliminate one of the stop signs, his stop sign, or at his corner. Other than that, there'll be two additional stop signs along
cool.
the way there.
That should help.
Thank you.
All right, that was it. And I've got to thank you for having the street cleaner come by. I saw that he actually ran him down the street. The only thing is, do you know when they're going to put up anything as far as parking? They have people clear the sidewalks so they can actually clean the streets?
Yes, that's actually a process. Just to finish up the manager of the stable, that will be to that water sign, Judge. That will still be a set date and time for the process.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Yeah, that should help.
No, absolutely.
Thank you. All right, thank you, everybody. Appreciate
thank you.
It. Thank you.
Okay, any other members of the public like to come up for comment? Okay.
About the stop signs, I understand. Well, first of all, I'd like to know if I could the reason for adding additional stop signs. I assume it's speeding.
Actually, it was concern of I think 7 or 8 members of that street that live on that street. Saverino was one of them. And we looked into it.
Is this the first reading?
Yes, second.
if the council's going to discuss and vote, I would suggest any other comments. We can take the public comment, but the council will be voting and discussing at a later time. So we can hear your comment, but as far as council response, we can render that discussion.
Okay. So I'll just take your questions and I'll answer them during the discussion. Go ahead. So where did it come from?
They'll answer during discussion. If you want to present your questions now,
Just for the courtesy of answering your questions.
So the reason for stop signs is speeding. So we looked into, speed enforcement, other ways of slowing people down.
Did we look into? Okay. And anything else?
I'm not sure.
Okay. I'll answer them. Yeah.
Hey, obviously, I'm here to speak because I'm against having a stop sign at least feels like that. Because we already had one.
That's the point. But I'll finish it up.
Okay. So, we already had one in recent.
So, you believe? Just kidding.
I'm not sure what to say. It's just my comment. So, Livingston, on the corner of Livingston, we already had one in there. And it wasn't there for years. And I mean, I've been on the street 30 years. So I feel that additional two still feels like too many. If it's speeding and there's members or residents on that street that feel that there's constant speeding, then if they force the speed limit another way besides the stop sign. Because the problem with the stop sign is that all of us have to stop at it, and 99% of the time it's unnecessary to stop there. This was about Catherine Long, you come down from up behind high school thing. You're coming down Maple a lot of times, so I'll see you later.
Is this a comment or are we finishing up?
It's a comment.
Okay.
It's a comment because it inconveniences all of us.
It's a dream.
I'm not saying I want to speed through there, but I want to see traffic flow, not stop every 2 seconds. For something that should be able to be enforced. Speed should be able to be enforced. Otherwise, we have stop sign 28. Now, it's like, you have to enforce the speed. I don't think the stop sign is part of the answer. Okay? So those are my comments. Thank you.
Anyone else?
Well, I don't know if this is the appropriate time to be talking about stop sign, so I have a comment about peace.
Okay, come up to the microphone to speak your name and address.
Hi, Phil Fiadino, 517 Elton Street, right in Bound Brook. I'm concerned about the speeding on T Street when you turn right from Union, because the people who speed are not the people going into shop. The people who speed are those who live behind in the apartment building. And I've been driving my bike recently, and I almost got hit like 3 times. And I'm very careful with driving. They drive very, very fast. And I know a while ago we had talked about speed bumps, but it was never approved by the council because it slows down the emergency vehicles, okay, and the first responders. So I understand that, but it still continues to be a problem there. And I was just wondering if that could be addressed at some time.
We will send, if you don't mind me responding, Bill, you can just send something to the county and ask them to put a stop sign there and see it. And let them deal with it. It's their road, so we don't.
Oh, it's their road.
And 28 belongs to state and county. Sure. And Main Street is county.
And while you're
are you talking about T Street?
Yeah.
T Street from all the way up to Queen Gate.
I think it's all.
Yeah. And while you're at it, there's a parallel street to Union in front of the apartments, and it's very congested there because people try to make a left in front of Burger King to go to 28, and I'm just surprised there aren't any accidents. So maybe they could redo that whole configuration.
We're on it. Only 9 years, 12 years in the making now, right?
Unfortunately, there were fatalities at the bank. People were crossing through there, so...
No, I understand.
No, let me finish up so I can tell you what it is. So the state did a study in 2015. I think you might have been on council at that time, and decided that they were going to do something. Now it's going to be 10 years, and they just told us that next spring that they're starting on the project. I wouldn't hold any of that. But hold your breath.
Well, thank you very much. I mean, it's just something I wanted to bring to you. Sounds good, but time.
Time is always the enemy.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Okay, hearing no further comments, move to introduction of ordinances for their first reading. Starting off with Ordinance 2023-28, an ordinance amending Section 21-10 of Chapter 21, Land Use of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bromberg to delete Section 21-10.11, Neighborhood Business/Residential Zone District, to amend the Borough Zoning Map accordingly. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershowitz?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay. Moving on to Ordinance 2023-29, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 5 Animal Control, Section 5-31-2, prohibited conduct of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bromberg to prohibit roosters. We have a motion.
Motion. I move the ordinance to pass the first reading, advertise according to the law, and public hearing will be held on June 27, 2020.
We have a second.
I second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Bershowitz? Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Ordinance 2023-30. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7 Traffic, Section 7-24. Routes for trucks over 4 tons of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bromberg prohibiting vehicles over 4 tons from operating or parking on all streets. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershkek?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, Ordinance 2023-31. An ordinance repealing and replacing in its entirety Chapter 29 Solid Waste Management of the Revised General Ordinances of the Borough of Bromberg. We have a motion.
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershkek?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, Ordinance 2023-32, an ordinance adopting the salary ranges for 2023. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Bershkek?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Okay, moving on to the ordinances on final reading and consideration. This is the second reading for the following ordinances. Ordinance 2023-23. An ordinance authorizing a lease purchase of the police vehicles for the Borough of Bromberg Police Department and appropriating $76,000, therefore, from the Capital Improvement Fund of said borough. Do I have a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
Second.
Anyone, members of the public, care to comment on Ordinance 2023-23? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Second.
Okay, do I have a motion to pass?
Can we tell the public what it is?
It's included in the...
Do they have it in a packet?
Yes, in the packet.
They don't have the packet.
This is what people have.
It's available online.
Okay.
This is exactly the same as the podcast.
all the ordinances are available to the public on reading. They'll know what's being read tonight. It's available to everybody in the city.
All right. I'm not prepared to sell them out there.
Okay. Do we have a motion? And a second. Okay. Discussion amongst the council. No discussion. We have a roll call.
I guess my discussion was to tell the public what it is, but I guess we're purchasing a police vehicle, right? That's
what
I believe this is the. Is this
I know
the
it's online, but the, I'm just saying for the public we have here this evening.
Oh, it's
for a couple.
Okay.
Thank you, Hector.
That's all right. Roll call.
Have you read the packet? Because
yep, I read the packet.
So tell the public what it is. It's your department also.
It's not my department.
Okay.
Public safety?
If you do want to tell the public, it is just for discussion. That's our opportunity to do it if you want to.
Good.
Otherwise,
you're a council person. You can tell them what it is.
All right.
Thank you.
The roll call then?
Council President Bowman?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Malvo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Hershevik?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
So much for no pickering.
Okay, Ordinance 2023-24, an ordinance authorizing as a purchase of the radio equipment for the Borough of Amber Fire Department and appropriating $20,000, therefore, from the capital fund balance of said borough. Do I have a motion to open public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public care to comment on Ordinance 2023-24 involving fire department equipment? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Second. Motion to pass.
Motion.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, roll call, please.
Council President Bowman?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richardson?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
All right. Ordinance 2023-25. An ordinance authorizing as a general improvement to the municipal complex and purchase of various equipment for the Borough of Amber access control system and appropriating $20,000, therefore, from the capital fund balance of said borough. Do I have a motion to open public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public care to comment on Ordinance 2023-25? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
I have a motion to pass.
Motion.
Second.
I think that was it.
Any discussion on 2023-25? Roll call.
Council President Bowman?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Malvo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Birchovic?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Ordinance 2023-26. An ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7 Traffic, Section 720-21, multi-way stop intersections of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg. Do I have a motion to open to public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Any members of the public care to comment on Ordinance 2023-26?
I just have a question.
We can hear you, but the recording needs to...
Phil Feed, you know, Helton Street. I just have a question. Like, what streets does this affect? I'm thinking immediately of the library right down here. You know, there's
Maple.
So
three stops.
Three stops. There's stops right on Maple that we discussed earlier.
Windsor, Washington.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, it's those. Okay.
Yeah,
thank you.
Specifically was it specifically adds those three intersections into the existing ordinances. Any other members of the public?
I'd like the police chief to do a comment.
Okay,
we're
going to
start
doing
the discussion.
Yeah, during our time. Okay.
We know.
Okay, motion to close public comment.
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Do I have a motion to pass?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Now, discussion. Please.
I didn't catch your last name.
Wood.
Procedurally, so we can make an amendment. Just do we table this and then represent, or can we just represent from here?
I would advise tabling and representing because the language needs to be written and it needs to be agreed upon at in form.
Okay. So
table this one and then amendment to the to this ordinance.
Yes.
Right now.
And then now becomes this the first reading, and then we passed the amendment on the second reading?
No. It would just be amended and passed as is.
Unless there is disagreement. Now there's disagreement that I'll totally throw it out the window. I'll check procedurally now as we
okay.
discussion just to ensure, but
okay. I'm pretty sure that we can just make a motion to amend 2023, blah, 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 removing what? Anyway, okay, while she looks it up, you can go.
So, Councilman Longo, in regards to your request with some of the analysis, and Mr. Cadero, I agree with you 1,000%. I love the outcomes of the two police officers that are on duty get there when they can. But despite all that, this year so far, since the speeding issue came up at the beginning of May, we've conducted 171 radar enforcement posts. 76 of those were in the last 2 months. 20 additional speeding summonses out of the 29 that have been issued this year, so you can see that, you know, it was significant. It was there. But the issue is explained also, it's not all of the new officers were certified in radar, which is something we addressed, and we've given out 30 additional careless driving summonses since beginning of May, and now we're up to 162 careless driving summonses. So some of those are going to account for the speeders that were stopped. That being said, at the beginning of May, we did a few speed surveys on Maple Avenue, one in the morning rush hour and another in the evening. I'm sorry, that was today, but back in May, we did them midday and towards the evening rush hour. The speeding was consistently between 6% and 8% of the vehicles, and I addressed this to the council before, and there were a few vehicles, I'm sorry, Mountain Avenue had more issues than Maple. Maple, the highest speed over, were in the low 30s. These surveys were repeated today during the morning rush hour and the evening rush hour, and both of them, again, the vehicles exceeding the speed limit were at 6%. So I'm not saying nobody speeds. They do speed. They will continue to speed, whether you have stop signs or not, but that's what the numbers are supporting. And the enforcement efforts, we're doing the best we can with it. But even today, there was one car that was a bit excessive at 42 miles an hour, but the other vehicles were all in the low 30s again. So,
do you feel that that rate merits adding stops to a four-way stop sign?
I think we're going to change the complaints that people aren't stopping at the stop signs.
Yeah. Are there other devices that can be put out? You know, the signs that read speeders, right? It gives you, it flashes. I don't know if they take a picture. I don't know if they're that elaborate.
No, New Jersey doesn't have the photographic enforcement of speeding.
Okay.
That being said, as Mr. Stevenson mentioned, yes, our sign is out behind the high school. I think it's about 24 years old. We are pursuing a grant through the Drunk Driving Enforcement Fund. By next year, we'll not only have a new sign that will display messages, but we'll also not only track speeders, but do traffic surveys to us. Issues like car bombing, the number of cars that are speeding. You know, because our traffic surveys are a limited snapshot.
Data capture.
So hopefully we'll have the equipment. States next fiscal year, this kicks in once we get permission from the Attorney General's office. Yeah. And security equipment later this year, I hope. But we're working on that too.
Now, the other question, so that's the big sign with the trailer, correct?
That's what we're working on, one of those.
No, but that's what you used to do the survey.
So the one we have behind the high school is, yes, one with the this trailer.
Yeah, it's very visible.
Yep.
Do you find that that could potentially deter and not provide accurate results on a
problem
compared to another given day, knowing that?
Well, that type of sign, yeah, because they don't know if that sign's actually tracking them, recording their speed. That we're buying, we could put the message on it, welcome to Bound Brook, and they have no idea that it's actually tracking.
Okay, yeah.
That's we're trying to do a dual use on the new sign, one that you can use for community events and messages on, but also has the technology built into it to allow us to keep track of
services. Which is great, but the reason I ask is that if 6 to 8% is really 25% when that sign's not there.
Well, but 6 to 8% was done with an unmarked police car sitting there over two different days,
okay.
One at the beginning of May and now recently.
Oh, so that's not using that sign?
Yeah, no.
So they don't know they're being tracked?
No. This was a completely unmarked police car equipped with a radar, sitting there with a radar.
Okay, then I misunderstood.
Yep.
Now what about, and this is just a thought because I work up in Warren Township when I come down the mountain, and everybody sees that one little thing that it's tells you your speed and then it starts flashing when it goes red and things like that. And I find a lot of people are flying down the hill, and I'm right behind them, and they suddenly see that little flashing and they jam on their brakes. Now, would something like that be a deterrent? Whereas, I mean, as opposed to, I don't know how much one of those costs, or is it solar? Right. Is this big?
Yep. No, I know exactly the one you're familiar with. And yeah, absolutely, they'd be a deterrent. I'd buy anything you'd like to fund.
Yeah.
I mean, what a cheaper option would probably be is you have that trailer where you just throw it out there. You only get
6%. Well, I think they're different tools for different.
No, I'm just, it's like a joke.
We have one of the
poles.
Also,
so I'm not sure. It's also an older piece of equipment.
No, I know.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what they cost. I'm just thinking if that's a deterrent because, again, you know, that one stop sign they added, what road is that? That's Livingston.
Yeah.
It is. You stop, and then all of a sudden, I mean, I drive a fairly large truck. I'm pretty sure Councilman Petty, who lives right there, doesn't want to hear my truck accelerating when it could have just been gliding along.
You should be stopped at that corner anyway, by the way.
Oh, wow.
You should be stopped at that corner anyway.
No, I'm saying I stopped. But I'm talking about the stop and then the
with my turn, I'll tell you everything.
Just one last piece of information for you all to consider is hopefully, right now, once again, we're operating with 20 police officers. We have 28, two of them are in training, the other 6 are on terminal leave. Once we get through this rebuilding next year, hopefully we can increase a few people, and ultimately the goal will be to have an officer on duty dedicated to traffic enforcement.
Great.
Right now, traffic enforcement happens when there's no other calls. It's just the way it is.
Understood.
Thank you.
All right. Now, other comment, though.
Do you have any more comment?
I'm just going to address the panel really quick as to the amendments. Amendments for substantial changes do have to go back to the first reading.
Uh-huh.
Now, whether the reduction from 3 stop signs to 2 stop signs is a substantial change, it depends on whether it warrants further public comment. Now, I don't know if you can come to an agreement as to which 2 stop signs it should be and to which.
Oh, no, it's all, yeah, everybody would agree it's this gentleman's driveway.
Yeah, and that's all I would say.
But I don't know if everybody agrees with stop signs. So.
Right, if it's going to warrant further comments, that's all I would say is it's
the. You might take a vote and it may be a moot point.
What?
Discussion?
Yes.
Okay. I live on that corner, Winston and Maple. That stop sign, sometimes I can't get out of my own driveway when children bust out when they come out of school. It gets that backed up. That's one thing. We're going to, if you put all these stop signs, we're going to traffic moving back. That's one thing. Two, we'll be losing 9 parking spots, especially when we have football events at the high school. That would be even more of an issue. And three, I don't see it. I mean, the speed, yeah, there is a few people at the speed there. I do see it, but it's not enough for me to. Weren't put stop signs. Oh, that meant. I mean, the one in front of my house, I hate it, but I think that one was good enough. Because once they stop, they stop right again. Especially when Route 28 gets backed up. They use that as a weapon. So I don't want that. You know, when people come from there, little stop signs. That would increase traffic. And then getting out, some people back out as well. So that's my argument.
No, I agree. I think there was a knee-jerk reaction to people speeding on Maple. And I think there are other measures that can be taken with the signage, with police patrol. And I know that might not happen immediately, but I think the negative of losing the parking spaces and the impact on the residents, I don't know if some of the residents out here, I know Sammy lives on that street, I don't know if there's anyone else, but I think you're here tonight because you're concerned about the impact on what is going to happen to you, right? And people have sped through, you know, stop signs. So I tend to, I agree with, yeah, I just think it was a knee-jerk reaction to an issue that needs to be studied further by the police department and our law, our safety committee.
Okay. Anybody else? I got it.
I'm just going to address, this sounds like a substantive change that we'll have to go back to the first reading. I just want to, before there's a motion on the table, I do think this is going to go back.
If you knew the council, you know that they were going to be contrary to me. But, so it's not really substantial, but I'll go now. I'll address this. This is not all these people in that crowd that are against this. They're all in favor, except for one person, and his objection was initially that there'll be one in front of his driveway. And that's it. So I address that by making an amendment and removing that one. It's a compromise, right? Otherwise, I had at least eight emails. The councilwoman was also on most of those, and so was the mayor. I went out there. I talked to the borough administrator. I actually took the ride out there with Councilman Longo. We rode the area. And exactly at those spaces is where you can hit above 25 miles an hour. So anything, another two blocks gives you 40 miles an hour, no problem. In both directions. The one coming from Vossler to the stop sign, you get up to about 60 miles an hour there easily, no problem. And that said, I have a Yukon. So it's not I have a sports car here. This is an easy ride. You can hit, you know, a lot of speed there. In any case, all the other stuff that's going to be studied, a study is going to take place, that's going to cost you $16,000. I'm proposing two $40 stop signs that is going to address the issue, and the only argument is they weren't there before. That's right, they weren't, it could have been a problem. This actually fixes congestion and traffic. Councilman Petty already told you that people cut from 28 through our town so that they can get to the other end of 28 faster. I guarantee if I put three stop signs there, they'll never come back through Bound Brook again. And if on day one you have the police officers there to enforce them doing 60 miles an hour, because I'm going to guess it's the same culprits, I guarantee they're never coming back through Bound Brook, right? So for $80, I'll solve your problems. Or we can do 2 years from now, 3 years from now, possibly we don't have a child that gets hit, because that was the main concern from all eight people that contacted me from your neighborhood, that a child is going to get hurt at some point. So for $80, we can solve a lot of problems, or we can wait for something unforeseeable and hopefully never happens, but you can expect that for a minor inconvenience to out-of-towners. That's it. I'll be voting yes for this, and I'll be making an amendment to remove his stop sign. It's an easy compromise. As long as you two say that it's not a major issue, I think we're good to move forward. If not, just take a vote, and wherever it falls.
I would say any amendment that's proposed tonight will be a substantive change. It will have to go, even if they agree, okay, it will have to go back.
That's unfortunate, but
it's okay. But basically, none of what you just said aligns with any of the speed surveys that the chief of police just came up here and explained. That 6 to 8% vehicles were speeding.
You're talking about 60 to 80 vehicles, right?
Per 6 to 8% of vehicles were speeding. Only one was in the 40s on the survey. Most of them were in the low 30s.
Yeah, but that survey happened only twice out of even a sample of takes. I would have taken samples for the next 30 days and different seasons and different times. They took two surveys.
But 60 miles an hour, I don't know what.
Sorry, there's no public comment.
Yeah, sorry. No, I'm sorry. Listen, probably you're probably right. And statistically speaking,
that's why I wanted to hear from, like, the chief. I mean, when I drive down my street, and I look down, and I feel like I'm like little side street, and I feel like I'm going crazy, and I'm like, oh my god, how fast was I just going? I look down, I'm like 36. Like, you feel, it feels fast, and I've had when people go by my street, and I'm like walking my dog, I'm like, that was ridiculous, and I'm like, I don't know if that was ridiculous or not, because I thought I was going a lot faster than I was. That's why I wanted stats on the numbers guy, if he's telling us it's 6 to 8%, I'd like, you know, I'm not talking about hiring a traffic company. I don't think everybody's going to come in and put $15,000. But if we get more information from the police to substantiate, so I'd love to get them.
I think we've had letters about speeding on Route 22. We've had letters speeding on Mountain Avenue. We've had letters speeding on Church Street. We've had letters speeding on West Maple Avenue. Studies have shown now, and if you want to blame things on the pandemic, if you've driven on the turnpike, the parkway, 287, for some reason, people are speeding. If the answer was to just put up stop signs to fix the problem, then I guess that's what everybody would be doing. From my point of view, what I want to do is I'm going to vote no because I'm going to leave it up to the police department in Mountain Brook to get fully staffed, to use the facilities that are available for them to slow people down and not just go with speed bumps or any of those other kind of things, because they create, sometimes they create more problems than the police.
Okay, any other comment from the discussion among the council?
To summarize, so what are we doing?
We're about to vote?
Vote to send it to the first reading, is that what I understood?
No, I'm not amending it.
It's going to be a vote approved.
You guys can amend if you want, if you believe that's the right thing, then nobody sounds like
no, that's what I'm asking.
They have said no. To prove it in its form and
okay,
its now.
Okay.
If there will be a motion on the table,
that's why I mean.
Okay, so this is to pass with three four-way stop signs on me. As written. Okay, do we have a motion? Or we already had a motion and a second. And we had a discussion. Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Council McKay?
No.
Council Longo?
No.
Council Lemon Brinchovic?
No.
Council Lopez?
No.
Very good. All right, Ordinance 2023-27, an ordinance amending and supplementing Chapter 7 Traffic, Section 7-41.2, parking meter zones established of the revised general ordinances of the Borough of Bamberg to amend two-hour parking zones on Hamilton Street and Maiden Lane. We have a motion to open public comment.
Motion.
We have a second.
Oh, second.
Second to open public. Okay. Any members of the public like to comment on Ordinance 2023-27 involving two-hour parking zones on Hamilton and Maiden? Hearing none, do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Do I have a motion to pass?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Motion. Yes.
Second.
Second.
Any discussion on 2023-27?
Yeah.
Yes.
Question. So we recently passed permit parking on this road, correct? Right? These were Hamilton Maiden, sorry, right? So how does that designation, how is that going to be affected by the two-hour parking?
So, two things.
You put the wrong word on that?
Wrong side of the street.
Oh, the wrong side of the street. Okay.
It should have been right next to the west side. It should have brought the right section. Exactly.
Right.
The other part is Hamilton Street, and this is going to start having meter parking from 7 to 9.
So in essence, we're changing the 2 hour to the correct side of the street, and then adding meter. So these are not interchanged, and then adding meter to parks.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay.
And what...
It's residential
overnight. Okay, so it has no negative impact on anyone on that street by passing this.
So basically, from 6:01 p.m. to 9:59 p.m., you can park on that here
without any of that. Okay. So.
Okay.
So, yeah. The side. Sorry, bear with me. I guess it would be the west side of Hamilton. That will be 2-hour parking. So, like, say hypothetically, you have a dentist appointment, and it's going to be more than 2 hours. You're going to be.
So there are. You'll have the ability to. I don't remember the dentist.
Yeah. Dr. Lustman.
But also you'll be able to go ahead and add. But if you're going to be there for dental surgery and you were told that it was going to be 1 to 2 hours, that's not the response.
So I see that being a problem then for some of those. There's actually 2 dentists on that side there. I mean, I'm wrong. I'm just hypothetically thinking about the properties that are there, and so the reason behind this is to keep people moving, right? There's meters, but you're gonna.
Is this like a comment for the whole council, or what are we doing?
Yeah.
We're discussing the ordinance.
I'm discussing.
Yes.
Right?
Part of what I brought to Mr. Herrera's attention when we created the ordinance a couple months ago. On Mountain Avenue, 2-hour parking, metered parking goes all the way to High Street. On Maiden Lane, 2-hour metered parking goes all the way to High Street. On Hamilton Street, it stopped at 2nd. It seemed to defy logic trying to just keep it simple. And Mountain Avenue or Hamilton Street, in my opinion, is going to see a big increase in demand, especially with new construction. That was my motivation for suggesting.
Okay.
Thank you for the explanation. That's helpful.
Good. Okay, any other discussion? Perfect. Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Berchtesgaden?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. Okay, on to resolutions. The resolutions listed below were submitted to the governing body for review and will be adopted by one motion. If separate discussion is desired, the resolution may be removed by council action. Would anybody like to see any of the resolutions 2023-144 through 2023-158 removed for separate discussion?
Yes, I did.
Yes, Councilman Petty, which ones?
147, 148, 151, 154, 155.
145. One few more left. Anyone? All right. Let's go through the motions that are being pulled out separately. Starting with Resolution 2023-145, a resolution authorizing the award of a contract under HGAC, a national cooperative contract FS-1219 to Defender Emergency Product Sales and Service for the purchase of a special service air support and authorizing a down payment in the amount of $50,000.
Motion.
Do we have a motion and a second and then a discussion? Or
motion.
Yes. So my question, so I looked up the vehicle, but this is going to ultimately cost us $625,000, or we have no grant for this?
No.
So, all right. So, I mean, to me, reading this, it's right. I understand it's a $50,000 down payment, but it's a little misleading that we didn't say, you know, for total cost of $625,000. And what this vehicle does, it fills the air bottles, right? For and it's light. We have a vehicle like this right now, and it's.
This will be have more capability than the current.
Right. This does specific tasks, right? It fills right the
It will have that capability as well as other tasks.
So lighting. Okay. And our I guess our police, our fire department feel that I don't know, it just seems like there's a lot of money being spent.
What I was curious about when I read that, follow-up to Councilwoman Berkovich, for this as a resolution, and we're only coming up with a resolution that says we're going to approve a down payment, shouldn't we be approving the $625,000 somewhere first? That's procedure. That's not questioning whether it's the right amount, whether it's the right vehicle. I'm not qualified to make that determination. I'm just wondering, what's the process? So we have to purchase
a vehicle.
So you're building.
It's
a building.
Yeah.
But still, so it's for prolonged emergencies, right? I think, right, lengthy, from what I read, I'm no expert at this, obviously, right? And right, it fills air bottles, right, that the cascade system that the firemen use for, prolonged, the word escapes me, right, prolonged emergencies, right, I guess we could say. And then there's lights, right, it's a light truck, right, there's lights or something on the truck, too, that light, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I need to hear from the fire department why we need to spend $625,000 on a vehicle that how often will it really be used? You know, I don't know. I don't think any of that information was in the right. You know, yeah.
Can we certainly call
the question? Or have them come at the next meeting?
I don't know if any other council members feel the same way, but I just don't have enough information about this and how it's being used and how often to warrant $625,000 spent.
It actually helps fill up their oxygen tanks.
Yeah.
So it's a saving right there. Especially now in fire.
This came out of the Public Safety Committee for Veterans for Fire Chief. This is a vehicle they requested to meet the needs of the fire department.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm certainly not qualified to then tell them no, they're wrong.
Uh-huh.
Fire trucks are expensive. Equipment is expensive. It's going to take 2 years to actually build it, so you can only imagine. So if we can table it and bring the fire chiefs in, and they can explain why they need it, or maybe we can take their word of individuals who go out in the middle of the night to burn the buildings, that it'll help them keep us safe. So I guess you have to make a choice.
Well, to help keep them safe, keeping us safe.
Exactly. Well, there's also room for equipment, for boats, for water rescue on this vehicle. There's a whole list of things that this vehicle does.
Okay, so it's a great purpose.
Also, this is part of whatever, 5 to 10 year capital plan for the fire department. Like the fire, like the police department, everybody has extended. This is part of something they put out about 4 or 5 years ago. How old is this truck?
The one that, you're talking about the one to replace it. Well, they're starting with a 90 something.
So this truck is out. Is at the end of its usable.
It's replacing an old one, and this one has more bells and whistles, or more
features.
Safety features. Sorry, I didn't mean to minimize what the vehicle does.
Okay. So and when it's ultimately when it's built. At that time, there'll be presumably either capital bond. However, we're going to come up with a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not only that, I do want to point out that we sold the fire truck, which we have reserved for money for the fire department. So it would essentially reduce it down to 4 minus 50, so we're at 350.
Yeah.
Also, when these vehicles get older, the cost will be repaired.
I understand.
All right. So, do we have a motion to pass this 2023-145?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Councilman Gonzalez?
Yes.
Councilman Teddy?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilman Dershowitz?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Excellent. A, 2023-147, resolution authorizing the execution of a contract by and between the Borough of Bamberg and Coronis Health RCM LLC to provide billing services for the Department of Emergency Medical Services. We have discussion.
I just want to vote on
separately. Oh, vote on separately. Okay. Do we have a motion to pass?
Motion. Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Who's the motion?
Yeah.
Who? Yeah.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Sorry, Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilman Richardson?
Yes.
Okay. Very good. 2023-148, a resolution authorizing advertisement of bids for the Bamberg Pool reconstruction. We have discussion.
Yes. It would be nice to have a display for our people.
So you
see what the new design
is. Hector,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you want to come back to it? Do you want to procedurally move on to another one and then let him set up so we can discuss it?
Sure. And then we can talk more about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good.
It's wood. We can move on, right?
Put that on the side. We're going to move on to 2023-150. Resolution authorizing shared services agreement between the Borough of Bamberg and the Bamberg Board of Education for the provision of Class 3 special law enforcement officers for the 2023-2024 school year. Discussion.
I only ask for it to be pulled out so I can refuse.
Do we have a motion?
A motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Mondo?
Yes.
Councilwoman
Bershowitz?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. 2023-151, resolution authorizing submission of a grant application and execute a grant agreement with the United States Department of Agriculture, Rural Development, for the purchase of an electric vehicle. Discussion.
One question. Where will the charging go?
Somewhere. I designate you to answer.
As discussed, we are later on this year doing a whole redesign of the grounds, specifically the department. So somewhere in the world, we're going to have problems with some of the grounds.
So are we taking one of the people's spot?
Or
the police?
I mean, this is for the police. So what we'll do, perhaps, is, obviously we'll have a final design, so we'll have a process that we have a chance to make.
And this is for the parking enforcement office? That's the suggestion. So does this car stay here, or is it taken home? It stays here. So the person that will be using it drives here, uses his car only for borough business, and it stays in Bellbrook. Perfect. Okay. Thank you. I just didn't want to see this in, like, Flemington or something or whatever. All right. Thanks.
Great. So I'd like to see the grant agreement, so that's good to know. Okay. All right. Any other discussion? We have a motion to approve.
Motion.
We have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Benchkin?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. 2023-154, resolution authorizing a stipend to the Fire Department's Board of Engineers for the year 2023. Do we have discussion?
I'm the one that called this out, right?
Yes.
Councilman Petty. Let's just vote.
Okay.
I answered my question.
Very good. Do we have a motion to approve?
Motion.
Second?
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
Yes.
Councilman Petty?
Yes.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richmond?
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
Very good. 2023-155, resolution authorizing a professional services contract to Renone Coghlan Mincello LLC for labor attorney services. Discussion? Or do we just want a roll call?
Could
what was the question?
What was the change? I mean, was this for like personal?
Can I? I'll just lay in. This is for your EBA negotiations. This is ultimately for you all to decide. Obviously, my general counsel. You, as a counsel, are permitted to have any.
Very good. I have a motion to approve.
Motion.
I have a second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Gomez?
No.
Councilman Petty?
No.
Councilman Longo?
Yes.
Councilwoman Richmond?
Yes.
Councilman Longo? I'm sorry, Lopez?
Yes.
All right. So are we coming back to 2023-147? Oh, sorry. 2023-148 regarding the Bamberg Pool reconstruction.
Can I do all the other ones? Do you need that?
Yes. All right. In the meeting, those resolutions that were not removed for separate discussion. We're looking at, resolution 2023-144, 2023-146, 149, 152, 53, and 156 through 158. Do I have a motion to pass those resolutions?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Good, good, good. All right, we're going to now have this.
Sure, the pool. I
have to give an overhead projector.
If you guys, if you can,
no. The clear.
So, are we 1 minute in public comment or 1 minute? Is anyone in the house? Does anyone need a copy?
You got it.
Yeah. Sure.
I have.
I'll take it too.
I have a thing for
anyone.
I'll
wait. Do you have a copy of the board for that?
This is not the design that went out that previously went out to bid. Okay. Any discussion?
Yes, this is on here. mixing the small pool predicts what it looks like. If it happened to have feces at the time, they got to shut down the pool and disinfect it. So you're disrupting the whole pool by doing that. That's, you know, one major issue. Plus, having it with two separate pools, the kids are with the infants, and not mixed with the bigger kids, and adults are not mixed with the smaller kids. That's the major concern, because I actually use the pool and stuff, and I don't like to swim with the infants. And going out to them, that's what made our pool so great, because we had two separate ones. Another thing is the way the lifeguards are going to have to go is going to be tough on them. And I feel I would wait. Even if it took us a little bit longer to come up with two pools, like the original design, this is the gem of the town. Yeah. I think you should have two separate ones right at once. You know, even if it takes us a little bit longer and maybe $2 more, I get, you know, they're trying to save money by doing this, but this is something you only do once in what?
Twice.
50 to 100 years?
Yeah.
This is not like an everyday project. This is not like buying a fire engine or a car or something. This is here to last. This is a staple of our town. And I don't approve of this. It's not.
I also think there was an alternate plan offered to Max to get the big pool up and running within the current budget, and the smaller pool could be fixed without completely gutting it and replacing the whole thing. I don't know if that had been investigated.
It was.
But it seems like something that I think to Councilman Petty's point, I think the design and the needs and the use of the town supports the other plan. But I don't vote. So we are going to any further discussion.
Yes, I'd like to.
Just a little history on the original plan was to fix both pools. It came back, the lowest bid was $4.5 million.
To replace both pools.
It was 4.5? Yes.
4.8.
4.8.
4.8.
Yeah, and we all rejected it.
Yes.
In April.
So
March.
We asked the consultant to come back with something within what we thought we could respond to, which was $3 million. And this is the design that we came up with. Now, I met with the Recreation Commission to get their input, and they were kind of, well, I guess this is a good design for the money we want to spend. But they came up with the idea of fixing the big pool and
replacing the big pool?
Yes.
It's beyond replacing. Fixing.
Yeah, so replacing. Okay, that's what I'm saying.
And then pulling the liner out of the little pool and putting a new liner. The problem is, and I'll ask our Dale from the Public Works, Dale has emails from back when the little pool was working, was up and running. That fact, the suction and the equipment isn't good enough. So even if they replace the liner, I'm not even sure if it will be up and running again. So I think the discussion from the Recreation Commission would be, let's just hold off, fix the big pool, and allow the little pool to basically sit there. If it works, we take a chance. If not, then at some point, we completely fix it and create a new project. Certainly, it'll be more money than, because you're now staging a second construction situation. And, you know, you can only imagine if we fix it in 3 or 4 years, what the cost would then be, but it would be up to a council to then decide, is it 1.5, is it 2 million, is it whatever it would be to fix the loophole. So it's kind of a decision of the council, what we want to do. We want to kind of take it down the road, we want to just come up with this one drawing and fix it, or do we want to keep our fingers crossed and, you know, fix the big one and see what happens.
So I'd like to.
My only issue is when we say the community wants it. In fact, I guess maybe 10% of the community actually uses something that's going to cost $4 or $5 million that's used for 2 months. There's going to be a burden on the taxpayers if we have to borrow more money to see what a fire truck costs. At some point, we're going to have to buy that fire truck. There's going to be some police cars. We're going to want to do some additional roads. And we're going to be saddled for fixing the baby pool again somewhere down the line. And we can, you know, a town like this can only bond for so much. It affects the interest rate. It affects our taxes. And we're trying to drive down the amount of money that we're borrowing so that it can be a benefit for the taxpayers. So, kind of gave both sides of the answer. And,
I'd like to ask something. Initially, when this pool was proposed, it was supposed to be in 3 stages. It was supposed to be $1.8 million. So now we're talking about phase one, $3 million. And phase two and three, we don't really know. But every time we open up the, we do construction, it costs us another $4,500 just for the groundbreaking. So, if we go with the secondary plan, Mr. Mayor, that you were mentioning, right out the gate, it costs us another $400,000 just for that plan. And that doesn't even take into account what the consultant basically said. This is going to be $6.5 million in the whole budget. So for $1.8 million, $6.5 million is a lot. Our total debt is $21 million. We're going to add almost $7 million more to the luxury. I don't know. If we do this, we also can't buy the fire truck. We can't buy any new roads for the next 2 years or 3 years because we hit our bottom capacity at this point. So, we are at 3.8 something. It's going to be astronomical when we borrow money. So, that's it. Yeah.
So, hang on. So, to address the numbers, though.
Yeah.
To address the numbers. I don't know where you came up with $7 million, number one. Number two, hang on. Number two, from a public perception, we had business owners on Main Street coming in for 4 straight meetings saying there was parking problems. You indicated there were no parking problems. You decided, said we need to agree to disagree. Yet, if there's no parking problems, we all voted to bond and borrow $2 million to buy properties along Sausage Alley to solve a parking problem that you told them didn't exist.
No,
so
that's wrong.
Is that part of the bonding? Is that part of our debt? Is the nearly $2 million for those 3 properties?
Of course. Yes, of course.
Okay, I'm talking to public perception.
Okay. Yes, yes.
I'm not totally against that buying the parking.
I agree with
like
you.
The public perception is we can borrow $2 million for parking that we foresee as being an issue.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I find it conflicting that we told other that parking isn't.
I think you misunderstood the whole premise.
But the bonding, A, I don't see where we're going to be borrowing $7 million to anybody.
I do. The numbers work like this: $3 million for this. But as we all know, I haven't seen one project here. Take the Billion Park, for example. That was supposed to be $184,000. We're up to $600,000, and nothing's paid. And we don't have a full swing set, let alone a pool. So I can guarantee that the slippage is what, 10%. So you're at 3.3, maybe 3.4. I guarantee it's going to be 3.6. It would have, I guarantee it. In any case, plus now you have a $1.5 million pool, minimum, right?
that the guy's telling us is that you can add 15% every year for that number. As of right now, our pools have jumped in astronomical cost. What he thought was going to be 1.8 was 4.5. So there's your second pool, and he's telling us it's going to be more expensive to open up the area now that it's done again. So you'll have to replace all the pump houses, or the secondary pump house, because with this design, we have a pump house right now that handles the whole bottle. If we do a secondary pool, we need to replace that pump house also. For me, it's all numbers, and listen, at this point, I feel like I'm blue in the face. We've had people here for 2 years complaining that there's no pool, that they want a pool immediately. This gives us a pool next year. It's the same usable area. It's just different. That's the only difference. It's just different from two pools. It's literally the same thing. The old dookie in the pool argument makes no sense, bro. They have so little. They have so little incidents. You go to big water parks, and you're talking about hundreds of people in a pool at one time. You know about closed pools. So, listen, I don't go there anymore, and neither do my kids. I would like all the kids to have a pool next year, or the following year, or the following year. That's what we're talking about. It's going to be 2025, 2026. When you change this immediately, we're at 2025. The pool that we're talking about, in order to have a pool next year, we have to be in the ground by September 15th. So you have exactly the amount of time from now to bottom to go to the ground.
All right, can I add something? Too much. Is there a way, without altering this plan, because I see a lot of different things here, to address your concern, which happens, yes, as accidents that happen, to subdivide a little area to do for the kiddie pool without altering the whole design? For example, I see an area here, like a square, right? I don't know if you have it there in front of you, that says 3 to 6 deep or whatever. Could we close that, just add a wall and make it for the kiddies instead? So it's not, it's separated from the other flow of water, so if they have to shut it down, then just that little area would be shut down. Is there any way that we could do something like that?
Sure.
Instead of...
More window.
Maybe, but not as much as changing the whole design and...
That right department is going to fight for that too, right? So, I'm going to abstain from this vote. I'll let you guys actually make the decision here. I thought for a reasonable price, a pool that's similar in size, and every feature they request is a reasonable, and getting it in 2024 was a reasonable compromise. Well, that's up to you guys. This is just to authorize to even get a price list. I want you to know that this is the moment that you don't have a pool next year in 2024. I just want you to be aware of the time. You got in the ground by September 24th, the NHA is now clear in the ground.
But any other discussion?
Talk timing here. So the decision has to be made this evening to go out to bid.
So the decision has to be made in April.
In April.
Right? So the day we met, Charlie basically told us, you have to be in the ground by September 15th. So that's our ending. From there, he had to draft it up. It took like 2 months to draft it up. We had to send this out to the street. Mm-hmm. From today, today is the 12th. 30 days or 45 days for the street.
Well, right. You're back about 30 days, you'll figure it out 2 weeks for me to see earlier.
So let's call it 30 days on the super aggressive side. And then once we open up a bid and we find something we like, we have to wait till the next council meeting to present. And then the following one to approve, and then 45 days from there. 45 days? After that, no, that'll prove right. And we're right up against each other.
Yeah. So I know Dale has been involved, but Dale oversees the parks. I don't want to put you on the spot. Do you have a POV on this pool, or, you know, maybe separating the little kiddie pool with the wall, or, like, you know, more money, but it may just be a solution, too.
Everybody's got our heads on both sides, honestly. I live in a town where we have a little pool, and everyone seems to usually get along. However, that's not saying that my town is like your town, or we're like Middlesex, or we're like Southampton. You know, really what the community is wanting, right? There are challenges to the getting the people up front. I actually talked to the guy that did the work before COVID on the small pool, the big pool.
Yeah.
And we had changed the main drain line and changed some of the suction lines. And with the thought that, okay, we get this done, and we get the pool operational for this year, but we are more on time, we're going to have to change all the suction lines out. I'm not sure what the cost of that is. Right. Is it 100 grand? Is it 50 grand? I'm not sure. But it's one of the district places of the life. Unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know what that is. My big knowledge, I got a few of the spots that are now in the pool. Because the original concept was that we're going to have a place of life. And my thought was, water flow, so we're going to be deeper. And what happened when we got deeper, then fiberglass and paint happened. So fiberglass, my record, we knew was there. And we got to the paint, and we found that the cement was so thin, and the holes, the cracks were actually fit my fingers, so they were so wide, you could go right through, past the shell. And then the others, the bubble of the wall by the pump house, was up, it was dead at that point. Which that is where we are now. Personally, I mean, you know, I don't want to weigh in officially and say, you know, one is better than the other. Because I don't think that's fair for me to say that, especially it's not my taxes that's going to be impacted. It's not my family that's going to be used in the school. It's not my neighborhood. However, I know when we're on the street, anywhere near the pool, people are barking for a pool.
Yeah.
And I don't say barking in the head, but I mean they're barking for a pool. They really want a pool. I do think it's underutilized. You know, 10% of the public, of the population, per se. I mean, because the word's not out there, maybe. I don't know. It's not on a main drag, per se, so some people may not even know it exists, that could be a school day, whatever. I know the last time we got out in the park, people approached my guys and were angry because the pool was open again this year. If we bite the bullet and do the entire project, it's what I've heard various times, is we're going to go with that pool next year as well. Now, staying there for a minute, but if it's good, the bids are good, you want to approve, or you want to award. County has to weigh in on it. There's some grant money involved in this, that got pulled into the project, so they have to weigh in on some part. That's very important. However, what we realized with everything is we're still seeing some function issues.
Yeah.
You know, you might award a project. And if they, you excavate and demo everything, and then you're still waiting 6 months for parts you can't get. Of course, you've got a lot of vehicles. You're seeing with some buildings. We don't know. The fire rates are perfect. We don't know what that means. I was going to say those shipping trades. And it might be very great. But it's a decision that council has to make. Is do we just go with one pool down and we put the pool aside and we keep that on the table for later? The option of maybe blocking that off, I'm not sure how that would work filtration wise. I don't know what has to be added. I don't imagine it being too big of a lift because the pumps are still So they'll still circulate the same volume of water. You know, right now the pumps that are there now are actually increased when we did the filter part a couple years ago because the state said, okay, we're going to an 8 hour turnaround time to so a 6 hour. So we said, okay, we got to put our pumps in. What wasn't considered at that point was the balance tank to the pump house, that line was small. So as much those pumps could take, they were still starving because they couldn't get enough water through that line. Alright, so that's, and then replacing that line and the balance tank and all that upgrades, that's all part of the main pool to get that done. So I think that part would be off the table. I think the airport vehicle, I mean, even if it's a rooftop area, for that, I mean, you have to tinker with the sloping in the bottom of the pool to make it work. Maybe the slide is an afterthought, or maybe the slide doesn't. It's only, or maybe it's a whole different thing you're throwing in the slot. You just pull that out of the slot. Mm-hmm. You know, if I could have heard it, we're going to be wrong. I'm just waiting to maybe go on.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of pools that don't have it. They don't have that. You know, you go to resort, I mean, you see some do, some don't, it's kind of split. So, I mean, I wouldn't let a slide get in your way of your judgment either.
Poor guys who are such a man, he's like that.
I agree with you. If, you know, I mean, the time for you, by the way, you know, people like to do labs and they do it for fitness or whatever the case may be. I think the time for you is kind of a different thing. And that's kind of, that's down to the part of the school. By making the old regards to the slide bed, there's a way to accompany even the use of a walk area from the old slide. So when people, you know, the impact area, you will call it, they weren't, you know, kind of, you know, cruising through, they were always doing that slide. I mean, that would be the same way now for the kiddie pool, where maybe even the first times, where it's infant, you know, infant swim, whatever person wanted, whatever the case may be, maybe it's a time to make it work while you worry about the money for the rest of the, you know, for the other pool. You know, maybe that's the way. I think there's so many options here at the table. It's a lot to swallow. It's a lot to consider when you're making this decision, right?
The truth of the matter is, if you want another pool in a year or two, you don't have to have an ice one while you're at it. It may actually be cheaper if you just kick off another pool.
You
got one park, right?
Yeah, you're operating from a cost.
I would like three pools, technically. One for the families, one for the adults, and one for the seniors. The seniors don't like to swim. They have adult swim to their
next time. You have to wait in your operation for a cost.
And the splash pad
usage, you know, how many people use it, and the weather, right? If it's 90 degrees and sunny, and you've got to go through a lot of chlorine, and with what that people that pool. You know, so, I mean, you know, your water bill, your electric bill, you know, your staffing. And so there's all that to be considered. But I'm not saying it's not impossible. You've done it for years, two pools.
Yeah.
Right? So
I think this single pool also, there's room for eventually putting a splash pad, which seems to be pretty popular, and not as expensive to add, just to have that thoughtful one on the new design.
Right, and your water line would be there this morning. You know, it would be that would probably get bigger, more feasible.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, thank you.
So are we ready to make a motion? Do I have a motion to pass?
Motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Roll call.
Council President Gomez.
I'm going to see.
Councilman Hay.
No.
Councilman Mondo.
Yeah, I'm going to kind of vote down.
Well, I'm on the fence. You know, I think I'm inclined to vote yes because I know you don't want to hear the explanation now. Yes.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez?
Yes.
I'm going to say no. All right. That's the end of the resolutions. Moving on to, is there any unfinished business not on the agenda? On to new business, a planning board vacancy for alternate number 2. Do we have a, we don't have a, do we have a nominee, a nomination for that?
I do have a nomination if you want. It was the same one earlier in the year.
I think we may have someone.
Okay, well, yeah, we can, we'll get that done by the top of the next meeting. Also, fire carnival involving police presence and DPW assistance. That's also, is there any discussion on that, or just to raise that awareness that that's going to happen? Okay.
No, I guess the question I was going to be, are you considering this a,
what's been done in the past?
The same
carnival, same everything as all the years past, right? How have we treated it in prior years?
We have
I'm just asking the question. I have no say.
The police is fine.
We can't waive the Board of Health because it's a county fee. Any other fee we can waive, including if it's a borough-sponsored event, then we pick up the cost for everything, basically. DPW and police presence.
Yeah, do we have overtime? I don't know.
Yeah, that would be what it is, yeah.
Not much. Set up.
And there'll be more to follow on this, correct? No, I mean, as far as if we have to, we're not voting on anything. I mean, will there be a resolution where it can be voted on to say we was to waive fees accordingly? Okay, good.
I have something.
Oh, do you have something else on new business?
Yes. The SID ordinance.
Oh, I asked before the meeting. That's going to be revisited at a future meeting. There's a second reading.
There is a second reading.
There will be a second reading.
Because I didn't see that on the agenda.
No, that's why it's not on here, and it's not supposed to be. So that's, I don't think that's necessary to bring up. It will be addressed. Okay. Any other new business not on the agenda? Okay, moving to the approval of vouchers. 2023-159, a resolution approving vouchers in the amount of $716,426.72. Do we have a motion?
Both.
A second.
Second.
Roll call.
Council President Bonas.
Yes.
Councilman Petty.
Yes.
Councilman Longo.
Yes.
Councilwoman Richardson.
Yes.
Councilman Lopez.
Yes.
Very good. At this time, we open the meeting to the public for any comment or discussion. Hearing none, we are now looking to authorize executive session. The Resolution 2023-160, a resolution authorizing executive session involving pending litigation. Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Do we have a second? All in favor? All in favor?
Aye.
All right. At this time, we're going into executive session. Do we have a motion to adjourn? Oh, wait.
No,
she said it'll be on the next.
Yeah.
Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Into